This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown, editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for Muslim listeners, the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one that holds to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. I'm filling in for Bradley today, live from the bunker here in the beautiful U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina, where I've been outdoors. I jumped on the trampoline a little bit with my kids today, and then we were set to hang a storm door, and Bradley asked me if I would come in and cover some of what's going on here with this new Republican health care bill. So that's what I'm going to try to do today, give you a little insight into that. I'm not a know-it-all on that subject, but I got enough in my head to know that what they're doing is unconstitutional and should be rejected. If you'd like to call in at any time, that's the subject we're going to be on. I'm going to take just a segment in the second segment to talk about Judge Andrew Napolitano's claim that wiretapping, a president can demand that and have that put in place. It's somehow lawful, but it's unconstitutional, immoral, and wrong in his opinion. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and then pick up from there and talk about this new Republican health care bill. If you want to call in, stick to that subject, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to find us online, we're at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also find us at Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. And if you want to follow Bradley on Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, on Facebook, and also Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. So, several things have been going on. We're told by a former Secret Service agent that Obamagate, this issue of wiretapping and such, is going to be blowing wide open this week. Now, look, I have a real problem with the president having ability to wiretap anybody he wants. But here's the problem. It's not just Donald Trump whose phones are being tapped, if you will. Now, wiretapping doesn't happen like you used to see in the old movies and stuff now. I mean, things are all digital for the most part. There may be some bits of wiretapping the way it used to be done, but overall it's done as digital. Thanks to Edward Snowden, and I know a lot of people think he's a traitor and this, that, and the other. Maybe. But the fact of the matter is he's exposed a lot of corruption in our government of them violating the Constitution that they swear to uphold. Now, fine, you want to deal with him later? Fine, deal with him. But don't let those who are corrupt and who are usurping the law and violating it, don't let them point the finger away from themselves. They're the real danger here. They're the real danger. Clear violations of the Fourth Amendment. If you remember, when the NSA was listening in on the Senate cloakroom, and Senator Dianne Feinstein, complained and yelped about oh, they're listening in on us. But she didn't say a word about NSA listening on the rest of us, did she? That's the elitist mentality. That for you, you little people, we can do that, but not for us. We're above that. Don't you know what the Fourth Amendment says? And you remember Republican Representative Justin Amash called her out for her hypocrisy and said that's why people outside of Washington don't trust their representatives, because of their hypocrisy. Yeah, that's going on. We're going to talk a little bit about that, though, here shortly. Also, check out the video there at sonsoflibertymedia.com where the CNN cut the feed of a congressman who dared to speak out and say, you know, 30% of the cases of domestic terrorism that the FBI is currently investigating, 300 out of 1,000 cases, are tied directly to refugees who were coming in. And they cut them off, video feed, everything. And, boy, I mean, CNN is getting notorious for doing those things. They're cutting people off when they mention fake news because, well, President Trump has called them very fake news. And it's true. It's not just that, again, they're making errors. There can be an error which can be corrected. But CNN does it, as we pointed out the other week, in a case where the judge is allowing it to move forward. CNN does it with malice. And we've got video where they are constructing sets and having their newscast on set like they're around the world until the camera pans back and it shows that it's a set. That's what these people have been doing for years. And yet people continue to trust them. Now, it's not to say that they don't put some truth out there. I mean, my goodness, at least the devil knows how to quote scripture, right? But he ends up twisting it. So check out that video at sonsoflibertymedia.com. What we're going to talk about today is the House Republicans finally unveil what I call Rhino Care. And a friend on one of the sites that I post to said we ought to call it Rhino Care with a Y, as in Ryan Care. I don't want to give it Paul Ryan too much credit. There's a lot of people. Mick Mulvaney from my state is in on this stuff too. And it's a shame because these guys are arguing over something they have no authority or business dictating to the American people. We're going to talk about that when we get on this issue of the new bill that's come out that supposedly replaces and repeals and replaces Obamacare. In fact, a story out today, Sean Spicer, White House Press Secretary, answered a question. They asked him, if this goes through and Trump signs it, can he claim that he's fully repealed Obamacare? And Spicer said, yes, the first half of this bill repeals Obamacare, but it doesn't. It doesn't do that at all. It doesn't even touch some issues in there. And so it was just, he was just not being truthful. And the fact that there's a stack of papers on one side and another stack that's bigger than the other doesn't mean squat. Because these guys are still pushing socialism in their bill. They want somebody else to pay for somebody else's health care or health insurance to pay for health care. That's really what this is about. They're wanting to control you in the marketplace when their only authority comes from the Constitution, and that is to make regular commerce between the states. But what happens in the states should be dealing with. That's not Washington's business. Washington shouldn't have any authority to demand that insurance companies provide certain things for all the people who are going to purchase health insurance. They just shouldn't have, they don't have that authority. They're usurping it. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about Judge Andrew Napolitano and his claim about wiretaps. So hang on through the break and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. And for this segment, we're going to talk a little bit about some comments that were made, because all the news is about the wiretapping. And this should be nothing new, because we've been hearing about this since Snowden, you know, leaked the information, the WikiLeaks, all this stuff has come out. It's shown the corruption of our government. Everybody says, oh, well, they're spying to keep us safe. No, they're not. No, they're not. It's not their duty to do that. Yes, they're to defend. There's no question about that. We have an issue of defense, but that is from outside. That is from outside. And so when you have these guys going, not obtaining warrants, going through secret courts called FISA, which were established back in the 70s during the time of Jimmy Carter. When you have this stuff going on, there is an undermining, one, of the Fourth Amendment, two, of the public's trust in their government. And why? Well, because government naturally grows corrupt. That's why our forefathers told us to be alert, to be on guard about that. When the government gets too big for its britches, you're supposed to get rid of it and reestablish that which secures your liberty. Now, I like Judge Andrew Napolitano overall. I really do. I've read several books. He has a lot of good things that I think he's just right on. He's a brilliant man. But the problem is there's a lot of things I disagree with him on. I disagree with him on the marriage issue. I agree it shouldn't be an issue of the central government, but that of the states. But it's almost as saying, it's okay if you want to have quote-unquote marriage equality where you take sodomites or two women and you say they can marry. There's a real problem there. Because states do exercise justice in that. Although I think really it's the church's responsibility to deal in those areas. That's the way it was in early America. The church did those things. They dealt with marriages, and if there was divorces, they dealt with that and any of those things. But it is the people of the state who deal with that, not the central government. But here yesterday on Fox and Friends, he was asked about this whole thing where Trump has said, yes, Barack Obama, his administration were, you know, wiretapping. And again, we're using that term in the sense that they're listening in on him and his advisors. And that's where some of these leaks come from about Russia and all this kind of stuff. And I don't think there's any impropriety on my part as to what went on there. We talk with Russians all the time. Now, if you got something that they're giving secrets away or something like that, you know, fine, bring that to the forefront. But having a conversation with them, I just don't see that as any kind of national security issue that they were really dealing with there. However, for Judge Napolitano, he claims it is unconstitutional, but yet it's lawful because Congress said it was. And I just kind of sat back and said, that sounds like doublespeak to me. How do you say something is lawful, but it's unconstitutional? And I'm going to show you what I mean in a second. Here's what he said, because they asked him to comment on it on the show. He said, quote, "The President of the United States on his own may conduct surveillance or order surveillance of any person in the United States upon the filing of a certification with the Attorney General." Well, that really is not the way the Fourth Amendment reads. It says if you got probable cause or something, you obtain a warrant and you sign an affidavit saying what things you're particularly looking for and are determined to seize. It's not just this blanket thing of you can just go listen to people and do whatever you want to do. It doesn't say that at all. It's very specific. Somebody puts their hind parts on the line, if you will, by signing their name to an affidavit, and they obtain a warrant to go do it. Okay? President is not above the law. He's not supposed to be. He continues, "So the idea that it was illegal for Barack Obama to listen to the phone calls and in-person conversations of Donald Trump is wrong in my view." Then he adds, "It was immoral, profoundly unconstitutional, and utterly wrong, but it's lawful because Congress has said it's lawful." What do you say to that? What do you say when you say it's wrong in my view to see it as illegal what Obama did, if he actually did it? It's wrong to see things like that, to say it's illegal. And then on the other hand, you say it's immoral, profoundly unconstitutional, and utterly wrong. Didn't he just say something different there? I think it is unlawful, and I'll tell you why. He mentioned this power came in during the time of Jimmy Carter. I mentioned that before we went to the break. But here's the thing. This is classic Orwellian doublespeak that he's giving us. Okay? It's doublespeak. Now, on the Fourth Amendment, boy, I mean, he's spoken out really well on that. And then that's why I was kind of surprised to hear this. Not really surprised, understanding how people see lawful and legal, the different terms and things. But again, I know what he's trying to say with lawful. He's trying to say it's been legalized, but it's not really lawful. And I'll show you why in just a second. But if you remember, in Germany, the Nazis came and they made it illegal to have guns, truncheons, knives, any kind of weapon. In fact, if you were found with a weapon, you could be summarily executed on the street if the weapon was found upon you. Now, that was written into quote-unquote law. Now, I have a question for anybody out there. Just because somebody wrote words and called it law, did that make it lawful? It might have made it quote-unquote legal in the eyes of some people, but it certainly doesn't make it lawful. It doesn't make it right, doesn't make it moral, doesn't make it any of those things. The very thing that Judge Napolitano said at the end. He was right on the end part. Okay? He knows it's unconstitutional, and he says so. And the state said, the Constitution says in Article 6 this, listen very carefully, This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, quote, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. Now, that applies to me and you. That applies to our representatives. That applies to the president. And notice, even in the text here, even the judges of the states. They're all bound to that. And as far as I know, the Fourth Amendment's still in there. Nobody's made a constitutional amendment to change the Fourth Amendment. So you can't go writing laws to undermine what the supreme law of the land is, according to the Constitution. I mean, I say God's law is even over the Constitution. It has its flaws. That's why it can be amended. Okay? It's not perfect either. However, I'm saying due to its own claims. Then it goes on to say, the senators and representatives before mentioned, and the members of the several state legislatures, and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution, which was what in the previous paragraph? Supreme law of the land. Judge Napolitano, by his oath to become a judge, has to call the FISA courts and this ability of a president just to submit a piece of paper without a warrant and wiretap whoever he wants. He has to call it unlawful. Doesn't matter what Congress wrote in the FISA Act. He has to call Congress unlawful for writing the FISA Act. Do you see what I'm getting at? It's like the Second Amendment. Rights of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That means any and all legislation that Congress wrote, has written ever include about any kind of arms for the people to restrict them or regulate them, okay, is unlawful. They are criminals in doing that. They are breaking the law, the supreme law of the land, I might add, according to the oath that they chose to take. And you say, well, some of them are just ignorant. Then quit putting them in office. Quit putting ignorant people in the office. Instead of looking at what businesses they built or, you know, whatever celebrity status they have, start asking them if these town halls and these debates that they come on, start, instead of talking about things they have no business being in, healthcare and all this other stuff, and energy and environmental stuff and all this crap, start asking them questions about the Constitution. What do you think the Constitution is saying here? What? How do you apply that there? Here's the thing. The Fourth Amendment's clear. You got to have a warrant. You got to have an affidavit. You got to describe the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. None of that was done here. This is why it's unlawful. It's not lawful. It's unconstitutional. It's unlawful. Anybody doing this is committing a crime against the people that they claim they are serving. On the other side of the break, we're going to pick up this issue of what people are calling Obamacare Lite. I call it Rhino Care. Stay with us.
Approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Our topic for the rest of the hour is the new bill by the Republicans in the House, the American Health Care Act. They always want to make it sound like you're patriotic by pushing these things on the American Health Care Act. Yeah, it's deceptive, okay? So let's get to it. If you have been paying attention to these Republicans, and I've been telling people this for a long time, especially with Paul Ryan, remember Paul Ryan was the guy who said the Tea Party was the problem. And most of you out there who listen to this show, you may not be a part of the Tea Party, but you have the Tea Party mentality. You want small government. You want it restricted to what the Constitution calls for. Some of you want that, but then you want your socialism goodies too, whatever you're getting in your retirement or whatever, those things too. And yes, that is a part of that too. You say, well, I pay into that. No, you pay for the people in front of you, and guess what? The people who are coming behind you pay for yours. That's how that works. It is a socialistic, that's why it's called social security. And people called it rightly socialism when FDR put it into effect. But the point is this. I don't want to get off on that subject right now. The point is this. The Republicans in the House, they just want to rename it for them. They want to get the benefit of what they're doing. And I've been saying this for a couple of years now. When they went to trying to repeal Obamacare, when they knew it wasn't going to even make it. Okay, they passed like six bills in the House, and it was dead on arrival in the Senate, to repeal Obamacare in full, complete. Now we're getting the song and dance, the dog and pony show about, oh, we have to work through this, and we have to repeal it and replace it at the same time. No, you don't. No, you don't. Just repeal the thing. Defund every bit of it, including those nonprofit organizations that were established in that, which, by the way, House Speaker Paul Ryan voted in the last couple of budgets that they had to fully fund the implementation of Obamacare. These guys wouldn't stand up and let the government go without, right? Shut it down. I mean, really shut it down till they got what they wanted. They wouldn't do it. And guess what? Paul Ryan is a part of the problem. In my estimation, he's one that's helped give us Obamacare that we have now, along with other people who voted for those budgets. Because every one of those budgets that have been passed in I don't know how many years, decades actually, have unconstitutional spending in them. So when they want to talk about the debt under Obama, yeah, it was huge. It doubled. But the debt doubled under Bush, too. The debt tripled under Reagan. So, you know, Republicans have done us in some ways, just as bad as Democrats, right? But finally, after all of the secrecy, they come out with their version of health care, which I don't think it should be called that. Government has no business in health care. They don't. They just have no business in it. They're not good with anything they do. Their role is to be punishers of those who do evil. Romans 13, that's what they're supposed to be doing. Praising those who do good, setting the standard there of lawfulness. But they don't worry about those things. They let lawlessness go on and corruption go on like crazy, and they focus on things they have no business in. And this is the same thing that's happened with this. So they come out, and again, I call it Rhino Care. Everybody else in the media is calling it Obamacare Lite. And here's what House Speaker Paul Ryan had to say. Quote, the American Health Care Act is a plan to drive down costs, encourage competition, and give every American access to quality, affordable health insurance. It protects young adults, patients with pre-existing conditions, and provides a stable transition so that no one has the rug pulled out from under them. But wait a minute. Wasn't Mr. Ryan one of the guys who voted for those six repeals of Obamacare first? Was he wanting to pull the rug out from under somebody because it was politically expedient, it looked good politically, so that people would vote more Republicans in the next time they got into the election cycle? I think it was. And I told people in 2012, when he was running with liberal Mitt Romney, and Mitt Romney was a liberal, okay? He was. He is. Paul Ryan is no conservative. Everybody's touting him and all his numbers in it. He's no conservative. He's a progressive. Just in different areas, but he's a progressive. And I can show you, even from the bill itself, which he had a hand in, of what they're doing, of how they're manipulating they're trying to manipulate the public, trying to control them, rather than give a free market regulation or make regular the sale of insurance across state lines. Okay? That term, regulate commerce, that Congress has given in Article 1, Section 8, Clauses 1 through 16, means to make regular. It doesn't mean regulate it to death. Doesn't mean write all these rules and stipulations and everything on it and stifle the free market. Doesn't mean any of that. But I got to point out something to Mr. Ryan. It is not Washington's job, the Congress's, the president's, or the judicial branch to protect young adults nor patients with pre-existing conditions with regard to health insurance or health care. It's not their job. They were not given authority to do that in the Constitution. They're just simply to make regular commerce between the states. And how can they do that? Open up the free market so the insurance companies can compete across state lines with products that people actually want. But no. Not for these Republican in name only people, these quote-unquote small government people that they claim to be small government, but really when you get down to it, they're just piling it on too. Let me give you a for instance. One of the things they have said is they can have all kinds of changes to their health care bill which is really a health insurance bill. But we have to keep the 10 essentials of Obamacare in there. And what are those essentials? Let me name them for you. Ambulatory patient services, emergency services, hospitalization, pregnancy, maternity, and newborn care, mental health and substance use disorder services, including behavioral health treatment, prescription drugs. We can thank George W. Bush for that. Rehabilitative and habilitative services and devices, laboratory services, preventive and wellness services, and chronic disease management, pediatric services, including oral and vision care. Now, folks, if you're wondering why insurance is so high, that's exactly why. If you want to pay for your dental and your vision and, you know, the occasional doctor visit when you get sick and the doctor can actually do something for you, and you want to pay for that out of pocket, you should be able to pay for that out of pocket and actually go to your insurance company and say, hey, I'd like to have some catastrophic insurance. You know, if I get in like an accident that I have to have all, you know, kinds of surgeries, or if I have a heart attack or something like that, I just like to buy something that takes care of that. I don't want all this wellness stuff. I don't want to cover all prescription drugs and stuff like that. I want something that's good for me, that meets my needs, what I see that I need, not what the government says I need. That would be free market. They need to have an insurance company that would say, hey, we want to provide these things if people want to buy that, because there's going to be people who want to buy things with these 10 listed things here. And there's going to be people who are younger who say, you know what, I just want something, I can handle these other things myself. I want something that just kind of covers if, in case I have some big accident or some serious health thing, and that's covered in there. And so you have a wide range of products that can be offered to people that they can afford. And you can have insurance companies competing for that. And that's free market capitalism right there. Government, stay out of it. Just open up the door so we can do that. You see, that's real free market. And those are some of the things, to be honest, that Rand Paul was talking about. Opening that up. Now, how restrictive he wanted to be, I don't know if that's, I don't know how, you know, I haven't seen his bill. I don't know how restrictive he wanted to be, or if he just wanted to open it up like that. If you want to open up like that, that's great. That's perfectly within the Constitution. That's what should be done. But inside the states, I mean, I buy something from a company that's inside my state. Washington should have no say over that. That's a state issue. It's right there. By the way, the White House praised the bill. Sean Spicer said, Obamacare has proven to be a disaster with fewer options. He sounds just like Paul Ryan talking bad about Obamacare, which it is, but they try to make it sound bad as though we're giving you something better. He says, it's been a disaster with fewer options, inferior care, skyrocketing costs that are crushing small businesses and families across America. Today marks an important step toward restoring health care choices and affordability back to the American people. President Trump looks forward to working with both chambers of Congress to repeal and replace Obamacare. How about just repealing the stinking thing? Don't replace it with anything. Just open up the market. How about doing that? That's what the people want. That's what I hear everybody talking about. So do that. Now, the bill does do a couple of things. Takes the Obamacare taxes down to virtually zero. But if you don't get rid of it fully, the other Congress can come in and raise them back up. Gets rid of the individual and employer mandates. Both of those impose tax penalties for not buying and offering insurance. But here's what it does for your individual. If you let your insurance lapse, guess what? You're in trouble, because if you go back to renew, they're going to allow those insurance companies to jack that premium up 30%. Hang on through the break. We'll finish up on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Final segment of Sons of Liberty Radio, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to get in, please stick to the topic. I'm going to read to you from middle of February when House Speaker Ryan came out. He said, "Our promise to repeal and replace Obamacare is about two big things. First is about rescuing people from the collapsing law where the premiums are getting higher and higher and the choices are getting fewer and fewer to the point where people just have no choices left at all. This law is in a collapse and we have an obligation to rescue people from that collapse." And yet, he was the guy who voted several times to fund the implementation of said law. That's right. He helped fund it. Gave it Barack Obama everything he wanted in that omnibus bill when he became speaker. Remember that? Remember that whole fiscal cliff stuff? All the rant and rave. Oh, we can't do it. And then Ryan was the guy handing it over. Him and Boehner. But now he wants to be your savior. He said it's also about building a stronger healthcare system for the country, one that gives every American access to quality, affordable care. Instead of fewer choices, we want our healthcare system to be truly competitive. Insurers should compete for your business and treat you fairly. Well, I agree with that. But the fact that you're going to put these 10 things on there that if I want to buy insurance, that has to be in there, that's not helping me at all. It's not helping the insurance companies provide different products to meet different people's needs. You're trying to regulate it to the point where you're not doing what you say you're doing. Instead of more mandates, which we're going to mandate at least 10 things you have to cover, I'm throwing that part in, you should have the freedom and flexibility to choose the plan that best meets your needs. I agree. What about it, Mr. Ryan? You're going to let me just buy? No, not let me. It is my freedom. It is my liberty. It is my right to not have you stick your nose in what I am purchasing in the healthcare market. It is none of your business. Congress was not given authority to do that. They just weren't. And you're not giving people freedom and flexibility, not in the bill you put out. Instead of more bureaucracy, which is something you're creating, Mr. Ryan, the patient and the doctor should be at the center of our healthcare decisions. No, not your healthcare decisions. It should be our healthcare decisions. Instead of all this uncertainty, instead of worrying about whether or not you have to find a new plan or a new doctor, you should have real peace of mind. That's what our healthcare system should look like. Well, I agree, Mr. Ryan. But it isn't going to come with you guys putting all this stipulation in about things that you want to have in there and things you don't want to have in there. And that you want to make people buy in their health insurance. You have no business in that. Didn't you just say that's between me and my doctor? Well, let me choose what I want in my health insurance. That should be me between me and my health insurance company, my health insurance agent, right? None of your business what I buy from the health insurance or from an insurance company. Now, consider these taxes that are a part of this. They're going to give you tax credits. Everybody says, oh, that's great. Look, if you're going to have this corrupt tax system, which is what we have, I think taxes are an outworking of the fact that people do not trust God. Go back and read when the people cried out for a king and God said, okay, I'm going to give you a king. He's going to tax you. He's going to take your kids. He's going to do all this stuff. He's going to take your stuff. It's a consequence for what? Not following God, not following His law, wanting to follow man and His law. Okay? Keep that in mind. And tax credits, really, when it comes down to it, is a form of socialism, too. Somebody's got to foot that bill. They're going to give you a credit. Somebody else has got to pay your share, if you will. I think we should eliminate all income taxes at the central government level. Work our way down to where we're eliminating them at the local level, too. There are ways to do that. I think there's a biblical model for doing that as well. You say, how can we do that if we don't have taxes? I'm just saying, I don't think that we have to do that in the places where we live. I certainly don't think we had to do it for many years here in this country before somebody tried to sneak that income tax deal in, even though income is really for profit. That's another show. Additionally, there are subsidies for insurance companies to help people pay for their insurance that they were mandated to purchase but couldn't afford. Imagine that. That came under a piece of pretended legislation called the Affordable Care Act, but people couldn't afford it. So we got to fund that through subsidies for insurance companies for another 4 years till 2020. And give them tax credits, too. That's socialism. It's still socialism. Doesn't matter if the Republicans are pushing it or not. The bill does ease some things to allow insurers the ability to design health coverage. But again, they still have to provide these 10 things that I just read you off. 10 things that some of us who would just like maybe catastrophic insurance at the most would have to pay for additionally that we can't afford. Well, you could get something from the government. I don't want something from the government. The only thing I want government to do is to do what they're supposed to do, and that's, hey, open up the marketplace so that I can shop around and people can compete for my business for what I want, which has nothing to do with these 10 things. That's a free market, okay? But what these guys want to do is they want to control the market. Why? I'll tell you why. There's no doubt in my mind that there are insurance companies behind the scenes greasing these guys' hands. There's no doubt in my mind about it. Just like they were with ACA. You know, they get bailouts too if things kind of tank on them. You can bet your bottom dollar they had lobbyists in there putting stuff in that thing. There's no doubt in my mind some of these guys have it going on too. Now, a couple people spoke out on this. Representative down here in South Carolina, Mark Sanford. From a conservative perspective, there are a number of things that need further refinement. This notion of a refundable tax credit is a big deal. Of course it is. Medicaid expansion is a big deal. It wasn't even really addressed to deal, efficiently with the states. And the Cadillac tax is a big deal. Of course it is. It's socialism. That's what it is. Rand Paul said, I don't think it's ever going to arrive in the Senate. I think it's dead on arrival in the House. That may be. I hope that's the case. And Senator Mike Lee said, this is not the Obamacare repeal bill we've been waiting for. It is a missed opportunity, a step in the wrong direction. And said, it was exactly the type of backroom dealing and rush process that we criticized Democrats for. It's because, Mr. Lee, you are dealing with people of the same ideology as Democrats. They want big government. They just want it a different way. Okay? They want control, too. They want power, too. Now, what's Donald Trump say about it? Well, Sean Spicer, we read his comment before. Oh, it's going to be three phases. Of course, he claims that this is a repeal, which is not. You can read that at sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can see the video there of him saying that. When he was asked, can Donald Trump say it's fully repealed? He said, this is the first part of the bill, and it repeals it, but it doesn't. It doesn't do anything of the sort. But remember, Donald Trump, okay, said he wanted to have universal health care. Make sure everybody's covered. I think that's a grand thought, but not through government. If you want to make sure everybody's covered, start taking care of the people in your family. Churches, branch out. Start reaching out to the poor. Individuals. You guys are the ones charged with charity. I mean, when Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan, did he run out to down to the temple and say, hey, you guys need to fork over, or run to Caesar and say, you need to fork over because this guy's on the street and, you know, I had to get him over here. You guys got to pay for this. No, that guy took care of him, took care of his wounds, loved him enough, even though he was really an enemy. He was a Samaritan. The guy's a Jew. Took him to the inn, made sure he was taken care of because he was on a journey. Says, got to go do my thing. When I come back, if I owe you any, left the innkeeper some money and said, if I owe you anything, when I get back, I'll pay it. Now that's real charity. That's real love. Government is not entrusted to be charitable. Individuals are. We are called to love one another, is what Jesus said. We're to love our enemies. Part of that is demonstrated in taking care of them, right? Would you agree? And that's freedom. That's the freedom that we have to do what's right. But what these guys are doing is not freedom, it is bondage. It is lawlessness. It is taking from one and giving to another. Despite what they say, the language of the bill speaks for itself. That's what they're doing. And there are a lot of conservatives raising their voice saying, this is not what you guys promised here. It's not what you promised. Even Mike Pence said, well, it's a framework. Tom Price, Health and Human Services Secretary, said, it's a work in progress. If it's a work in progress, why are you guys putting it out? As though you want to put it before the House to be pushed and passed through? Why don't you do what you said you would do? Why don't you repeal Obamacare and open up the free market? We'll be back in 23. We'll talk to you then. Have a good one. See ya.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.